The Weekly Dose of Fat, show number 114 for Friday, November 18th, 2016.
Radio and other dark forces bestow upon you the weekly dose of fat with your capable pundits, Sven and Gnomes.
Ahoy, ahoy.
Welcome to Fat Bike Radio.
And introducing Chris Daisy and Smooth Evil.
Hey, guys.
The weekly dose of fat is brought to you by the Surly Wednesday. Pugsley's murderous little sister now comes on arterial hemorrhage.
Learn more about blood bikes and freedom at surlybikes.com.
Tell the people what's going on, cuz
we start the show with the event of the week. We delve into beards and beer lake. Our special guest is the one and only Chris Zito.
Hello.
We talked to a few of the many global fat bike event organizers for this call-in segment. We share links from the interwebs. We check in with the Fatty Farm Field Report brought to you by Becker Sewing and Design. And finally, in this week's special segment, we talk to Brian Davis from Weatherneck about superhero capes or something. And I'm going to sit down for a damn second.
So what are you doing? Are you like, it looked like you were just
hyperventilating.
Special.
And his arm tied off or something over there. Hey, the Fat Bike event of the week this week is Global Fat Bike Day. We will be taking calls all show long from event organizers and participants in the December 3rd Global Fat Bike Day event.
Way to get that in there. Way to tell the people what the day was. That was my only question.
Are you guys doing the Santa ride?
Yeah.
Santa Rampage.
Are you guys doing that?
Yeah, probably.
Can we all get black Santa suits and go out and just derby and have fun and break bottles and stuff?
Well, there's like always
the,
gonna have.
The suit itself would be black or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Black and well, white. You know, he's got the white fuzzy stuff.
You could go black on black, all murdered out Santa.
Yeah, black hats, black Santa clothes, black boots.
Black it sounds suit, like Abraham black Lincoln. Coat, white hat, Cadillac, yeah. I'm going as a polar bear.
I think we hit the top of the hill.
Top of the hill, boys.
Top of the hill.
Oh, hey. It's top of the hill.
Cheers.
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 Oh, the fatbike.com beer fridge had a bountiful harvest of beer today.
Yes,
Speaking of which.
What you need?
Please.
I've got a Founder's Mosaic Promise. It's a single hop ale.
Look at it. Yeah. It doesn't work in the radio, the hop.
Hey, look, everybody. I'm hopping.
I have the Hacker Shore Original Oktoberfest, which is right on.
Right on.
As you guys do Oktoberfest. This, like, everybody tells what they're drinking?
No. Yeah.
What are you drinking?
What else would I drink? I live the high life, man.
High life for a low life, we like to say.
We're supposed to talk about beards, too, and you want to do a little shout-out to the little lady there that mowed your face?
Shorn. Shorn, my
did she tie your feet together and hang you upside down like a
No. I was just plied with just enough liquor. It's like, all right, all's okay. I'm like, fuck, all right,
yeah,
I can recover.
Yeah,
and I have.
It's significantly shorter than it was.
Yes, but
looks awfully nice.
All four of the boys here today are sporting some form of facial hair.
That's right. This is seasonal for me though.
Need the face coat on, man.
I finally ran out of my Capo's beard oil.
I've got a gift for you.
That lasted a long time.
Here you go. Jose the Barber Extraordinaire. Tell him I sent you.
Are you talking about my mullet?
I'm talking about you should fire your current barber.
Yeah, that's his chick.
My barber? Barbers, just I haven't cut my hair for 3 years.
All right.
On the air right now?
Yeah. No. Yes.
Yes.
Why not?
All right. I'm on the air.
Hey, let's take a break right here, and when we come back, we'll talk to Mr. Chris Zito.
You're tuned to Fat Bike Radio.
We're back. So by way of introduction, our current next guest, Mr. Chris Zito.
serves as Hapo under.
What the fuck am I doing?
That's just bad stuff there.
Yeah.
I told you to take that out.
Just Gino.
It's the it's just the tie-in from.
Go with what feels good, dude.
It's
just go with
I just Ron Burgundy every so often, man. Like I have to say the words.
It was the tie-in with Gino and the Minneapolis Single Speed Mafia, and just it gives cred
yeah,
to
that's
Zito.
Good cred.
Cred.
That's where I cut my teeth, man.
Right. You must have.
But it was just the way I wrote it.
You must have rubbed some. You must have rubbed elbows with some pretty greasy characters up there. Have you ever met anyone as smelly as Gomez?
Well, not up there, but you guys ever order food from, what is it called? Transfer food or transfer? No, Transfer is a good pizza place. Who are the bike messenger, or I'm sorry, the bike food delivery guys?
Forward.
I got in the elevator with one of those guys. He smelled pretty bad, but not
was
like,
it the food
oh,
or
no,
was it the
Nate,
dude?
Nate Melinda. In Brower, sleeping in a hotel room with, I think, Nate Melinda, Brower, and Sav. It was gaseous.
So are you saying Sav is smelly?
No.
I've never known him to be a smelly gentleman.
No.
Everyone loves their own brand.
Well, I'm not talking about necessarily external body odors, but odors that come from the inside.
Mm. Right on.
Oh, Lordy.
I think that was at Fruta, and everyone was sleeping in the same hotel room, and it was brutal.
Brutal.
It's the Blazing Saddles version of the weekly dose of fat.
So that covered Chris's 1980s. moving forward into the current generation.
What's got you revved up today?
These days we're working on the Urban Jungle Cross coming up Saturday the 26th is the Saturday after Thanksgiving. We're meeting up. We got some great partners. We got sponsors from Drink Wisconsin Blee Pub. We're gonna have registration there. Like the place where we used to have registration, my friend no longer lives there, so we have to move a little bit further away.
But now you moved it to a pub.
Yeah, it's a pub, and they're gonna have some grub in the morning for pre-race, and then we'll all head back there for lunch and the awards afterward at Drink Wisconsin Blee Pub on National and Barclay, not far from the course.
Is that Walker's Point?
That is Walker's Point, yeah.
That's in Milwaukee, by the way, folks.
Yeah, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Represent.
I wish I could sing. Anyway, it's fun. It's fun for everyone. I think, all of you guys have been. No, Gomez, you've never
been
out there.
I've never been there. But I think I'm actually going to race this year.
And
what's it going to cost me to race?
$10.
$10.
$10, and we got Surly guys sending us a box full of prizes. I was texting with Sav today and talked to
Pete
Geigel, the head dog over at Surly. And
I heard those guys were coming.
They're talking about coming. There's a Geigel family thing in Madison. He's got to see if he can get a ride back to Minneapolis because she's going to want to go home with the kids and blah, blah, blah. But it's only more fun if they show up. I've never had a bad time with that crew ever. That whole Minneapolis crew just kills.
Do we know if the Smajay brothers are going to be there this year?
I've got to send them a message and see if they're going to show. I hope. I mean,
that was mind-bending.
When Pat showed up, they both showed up, but Pat just cleared the entire course. like nobody's business. And we build the course so it's a cycle cross race with guts. The winner will be on a cyclocross bike. There's no way the overall winner is going to win on a fat bike. We build it on fat bikes and run down the trail and beat it down and ride it. And then we bring our cyclocross bike out and make sure, it's rideable
on
a cyclocross bike.
Yep.
You were on your cross bike. Yeah. Yep.
And is there a whiskey sponsor?
There is. Great Lakes Distillery, once again, is sponsoring the Rehorsed Rise, where when you roll through, you can get a shot of KK whiskey. There's a beer sponsor. Sprecher Brewing's going to throw out a whole bunch of Sprecher Amber cams for beer hand ups. So,
I remember Steve last year being like the hand up king.
Yeah. Well, there's always one.
Who came out?
Heidi Beck came out, cross racer lady from the Delafield area.
Oh, yeah.
And she, I think, did a shot every lap and did every beer hand up and still schooled everyone on her cross bike. She was pretty badass, but it's fun. And there's little kids who come out. What was that kid's name? Rocket comes out. He's a little 7-year-old BMX kid with his younger brother came out too. And they go out with their dad and they have fun. And there's been a number of kids out there. Who's the other guy who showed up with his
Dave.
Dave. Yeah, Dave and his boy on his fat bike. And his little kid showed up. It was fun. think there might have been some brief crying involved, but hey. Oh, we'll also have some Sprecher root beer for the kids and the people that don't drink.
And balloons. And balloons.
No balloons.
There will be balloons.
No balloons.
No. So this is just
Uncle Sven's give
people a little overview
animals.
of what the actual venue, the course is like. It's just, you know.
It's an area that I used to commute through illegally. And it's an old industrial wasteland where the Solvay coke plant was. It's actually on the point of Walker's Point where two of the three rivers that meet converge. What is that called? Where all the rivers converge.
A convergence.
No. anyway, and it's this great old area and it hasn't been used. There's been some homeless people back there, living back there. I think they're all kind of out now for the season, although we did see a tent there the other day. But
it's
all sorts
site.
Of terrain. It's cinders, it's sand, it's gravel. It's
brick. We laid the brick.
Yeah, yep. We laid some brick last week. Put a little brick upper in on a rise, and then
heavy metals, PCBs.
Yeah, there's razor wire.
Avoid
rebar.
Rebar.
it's a good time. The course is clean. You don't have to be afraid of going down and stabbing yourself or impaling yourself on anything. We clean the course pretty well, and.
I wouldn't recommend going in any of those underground storage tanks, though.
No, I you don't know what was in there or what's in there now.
Yeah.
Or who's in there now. Yeah. But yeah, right on. So that's the Saturday.
A confluence. Exactly. Thank you very much.
Way to be Johnny on the spot.
Welcome aboard.
He didn't even pull his Wikipedia up for that.
Dude, no, I think he did. That was good. No, he didn't. Anyway, yeah, it's Saturday the 26th after Thanksgiving. Hopefully that some people will be in town. And there's a Facebook page, Urban Jungle Cross 5 with a V, like Roman numerals, all fancy.
Right on.
Urban Jungle Cross V. If you have any questions, pop in on there. Or we'll try to set you up with some lodging. I'm currently messengering again, so... The messengers are always famous for offering up their couches, which means you've got to offer one up for them when they're in your town. But you might be out of town that weekend. But yeah, come on down. Everyone's welcome. It's fun. Fun for the whole family. It's fun to cheer on. It's fun to just watch. It's a cool area to hang out. Photographers and video people will love it. The way we set up the course, like through those tunnels where they zig in and out, that's going to make someone a really cool video.
Yeah.
A really cool video.
Right on.
But it's good for everyone. The setting is really cool. You know, the graffiti and the broken old industrial material. And what did we find the other day? The spool from a giant conveyor belt.
It's awesome stuff.
Yeah, fun stuff.
So enough about your event.
Okay.
Let's talk to another gentleman about his event. Welcome, sir. How are you?
I'm well. What's going on, man?
It's Mr. Chris Daisy on the line.
Oh, heck yeah.
We're talking about Chris's Urban Jungle Cross event here the Saturday after Thanksgiving. I think we covered it pretty well.
We got a pair of Chris's.
Chris and Chris.
It's a Chris show.
Crazy Chris,
say hi to Chris.
Daisy.
Chris.
Chris.
Welcome to the show, Crazy Chris Daisy.
Hey, glad to be here.
It's Fat Bike Radio. I think we just got buzzed by a P-51 Mustang.
Trying to find out why Chris is, Mr. Daisy's so quiet today.
Me?
Yeah.
I don't know, new phone maybe?
There we go. Yeah, could be. It's amazing how different connections can sound. Anyway.
I'm on a landline. I don't know what's going on.
We just had to...
Technical difficulties here at FatBike.com Studios.
Our sound guy just cranked you up a little bit.
Okay.
So how's it going, man? Hey, welcome to the show. This is Crazy Chris Daisy, and he's going to go to Silver Lake, my old home trails. And he's gonna get all global fat biking, chillaxing and riding, and they'll probably have cookies too. Tell us all about it, Chris.
There might be baked goods. We'll see what happens. But just a very casual morning ride, you know. Meet up at Silver Lake at 9 o'clock and pedal around and enjoy the trails and hopefully get some snow flurries or something cool going on. We'll see.
Next Thursday, there's snow in the forecast. And
Thanksgiving Day.
And
before Thanksgiving.
Down there in West Osha, have you developed any global fat bike traditions or beverages or hymns? About Global Fat Bike Day?
My brother-in-law has been making a lot of his own beer, so maybe we could dedicate something.
Dave, beer making. That'd be a great Global beer Fat Bike.
I like beer.
Fat Bike Day tradition.
That would be a tradition, Bonnie. Don't you think?
I like beer. Hi, Bonnie.
I like turtles.
I like turtles.
Hi, Caramba.
You've seen that, right?
So, and Chris is actually the host of our second live taped show that will be in January. So we'll have, probably have, and Chris is our music guy, and he plays six or seven other characters on the show.
Yeah, he's ubiquitous.
He's everywhere.
You know what Chris did the other day, maybe last week? He sent us a note. I don't know if he sent it to you, too, that just said just how great fatbike.com is. And I thought really, I felt really good about myself for that
really?
Day, for sure.
No, I didn't get that one.
Well, and Chris, you mentioned that your fat bike sales are up. A lot of people are like, well, are fat bikes fat? Are they dead? What's happening? So you said they're...
Oh, heck no.
Dude, they're a fad for sure. That's what they told me 10 years ago.
No, fat bikes are doing great still. That's one of our strongest categories. We're getting all kinds of new riders out there. Guys who are road riders that are looking to stay in real good shape over the winter.
New road riders!
You know what I decided?
Turn fatty.
On my way here, I decided e-bikes are all right.
E-bikes
are out.
E-bikes are awesome.
E-bikers are all right. I'm going to open...
Moped lover!
There's nothing wrong with an e-bike.
I'm opening up my arms for long, lingering man hugs to all cyclists.
It's gomez'ebike.com.
The whole thing about I used an e-bike when I messengered in Sydney, and it was great. But the thing about e-bike is, if you're going to go out mountain bike and you go out and shred and you do some, you get gnarly and you're like single speed, you know, you're driving it. And that's the thing with an e-bike, nah, not so much, but there are people who have conditions where cycling sucks and it's not safe for them, or it's unhealthy for them, where the e-bike helps them and it gets them out on the bike.
I don't know. I was thinking about it and I was like, well, it's just like being a hiker. When the first time they saw mountain bikers and they were all like, no. And, you know, I know how that feels. So to be a fellow biker, even though they have pedal assist, they're still a biker.
It's closer to being a biker than an equestrian.
Right. True that.
Right.
So
they just start making e-shoes.
I actually saw a...
Didn't we have... Weren't electric Heelys one of the things?
Electric Heelys.
Wheelchair. The first. Like e-assist wheelchair.
Yeah.
And it was...
Geared one, too.
Yeah, well, it...
Isn't it called like it a scooter? Like,
no. The same... And...
He's making motions. Yeah,
he's making motions like a guy in a wheelchair pushing the wheels really fast.
But yeah, all of a sudden, zam, it just takes off. Whoa.
Hey, Chris, just curious. We talked about fat bikes being like, you know, still a strong segment in your shop. What are you carrying this year for brands?
Probably one of our strongest has been Borealis. They've been great the past few years. Doing a lot of echoes, but we also carry Trek, Felt, Salsa has been coming on strong too. They've got some great offerings this year as well.
So here's the thing, and this is why I asked, because this is a total setup. Borealis recently changed the way they do things.
Okay.
In that, if they don't have a dealer in their area, they sell direct. If they do have a dealer in their area, they want to run it through you. There was a big conversation about it. It was just in Bicycle Retailer today that they launched their new website and all that other good stuff. Well, as a Trek dealer, I get the feeling that you're, you know, one of the ones they can't quite push around like some other folks, and you do what Chris wants to do. But how does it work when you have a big company like that wanting you to be like 80% of your business, and then you still have these guys that make great products like Borealis, and you want them to be a part of the shop too?
You just tell the big companies I'm going to do whatever the heck I want. It's my shop.
And how does that go over?
Well, it's a thing. Take it any way they want it. It doesn't matter. It's my shop. The way I always look at it, and I always tell them, is I don't join anyone's army. I own the battlefield. Okay, so if you make a great bike and a great brand and I want to carry you, I'm going to carry you. And if I believe in your product, I'm going to push it. And I'm not going to just be super brand loyal just for the sake of it, because that's not fair to my customers and that's not what they expect.
And that's not good business.
No.
You're
absolutely
spot on.
Because, I mean, you know, we've been burned by Schwinn before. It can happen again. Yeah. So I give warning to any big company, like, don't get too big for your britches and think that you can push around us dealers, because you could be sorry in the end. So, but, I mean, Trek's a great company. I don't...
Oh, my God.
And how do you backpedal any better than that?
I could never own a shop because all I would sell is Surly's. I'd be like, I got Surly's, that's it, dude. Never let me down. But... Never let me down. And to Phil, steel is real.
Steel is real.
Hey, let's take a quick break here. And when we come back, we'll dive into the Fatty Farm Field Report.
So I heard you need a fat bike. Come to Zion Cyclery in Zion, Illinois. We have all brands. Trek, Borealis, Salsa, Felt, Surly, and more. Yo, we have all the cold weather gears by 45 North and Bontrager. Keep those fingers and toes nice and toasty. We fix bikes also. So you have any problem? Brakes, gears, suspension? We have the best mechanics in town. So yeah, visit us at ZionCyclery.com.
You're tuned to Fat Bike Fat Radio.
I hit the same thing. Fatty Farm Field Report is brought to you by Becker Gear.
Hey, Becker Gear is your bike packing connection.
Tupper and his merry men, engineer and manufacturer, frame bags, down tubes, and top tube bags, as well as
miniature pannier bags.
Miniature toy poodle pannier bags.
Pannies.
And as you all know, Becker Gear is precision beer drinking.
You can find Becker Gear on the Book of Faces.
And at BeckerGear.com.
Hey, and we should say thank you to our friend Tupper for sending some groceries down. And
right on.
Peace, love, and frisbees, my man.
I can only eat meat now.
Really?
I'm the anti-vegan.
I
can only eat fucking vegans. Well,
the foliage, it just had to be. How was the foliage?
I don't know. What do you think?
I don't know.
Nobody knows.
Oh, that foliage.
So, you know what?
It was thick. I got the grass whip out, cut some of it. The course is clear now.
I came up with a contest.
You're always coming up with contests. What the hell's up with that?
With no prizes. And everybody gets a prize, but we really don't have any prizes. The prizes
I beg to differ. Do you want some prizes?
Sure.
We have prizes.
Yeah.
I can go find some.
I can make some art.
All right. Well, this is not till New Year's Day.
Oh, good. So, and no more prizes to England.
Yeah.
Really. Hey, is Chris Daisy still with us?
Yeah.
Let's get a beach ride on, man.
Let's do it. I'm down. I haven't ridden my bike in like forever because I've moved
houses. Gomez is going to do a contest on your beach. Or you have a different contest then?
We do a contest on this internet, little internet thing we do.
I'm talking about you're talking about a contest.
Uh-oh. Somebody's called waiting just patoint.
I think it's important to note that Chris is now a Wisconsin resident and no longer from the land of the Illinegians.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
He's still a fucking fib, though. He says shit all the time.
Can
now.
I still
just like five...
hit White Castle?
Who's calling?
Both times?
Yeah, yeah. He's even closer to White Castle.
Oh,
now.
Bless your damn heart.
So
we can stop there twice in one day again?
Oh, yeah. That was brilliant.
Dude, you moved to Minneapolis.
Everything about that was
You moved
brilliant.
To Minneapolis and don't show up on the Wednesday night ride. You'll get it in your mailbox every morning, every Thursday morning. There'll be a little package from White Castle in your mailbox.
Free breakfast?
Free breakfast. That's the Oberpriller kids used to say. When's Zito moving back? We want Thursday morning White Castle again.
No kidding.
I don't know what that means.
Dude, the Wednesday night guys, ride guys, would put White Castle in. They'd go to White Castle, and then whoever didn't show up, they'd go to their house and stuff them through their door mailboxes.
That's it. Brilliant.
Brilliant. Drunk.
Brilliant.
But yes, it was fun.
So, were you talking about a contest?
Yeah, there's a contest that we launched on Tuesday in the video that we posted. It's about Movember. Movember is... It's a men's health charity.
I heard Decemberd now too.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you have to take your entire beard off.
Oh, dude! Yeah, I thought they said Decemberd.
It's just hard to take the entire beard off. You have to just kind of parse it down, and so then I'm part of the plan.
One of the prizes that we have is a squirt gun full of Ernesto lube.
Wait a second.
It's a squirt pistol full of Ernesto lube.
I know Ernesto's lube.
And we also, I have probably at least a couple of pairs of tires that are lightly tested that need a new home. So there's a contest there right there, practically.
We do have some other prizes. We could probably dig something up and take a picture of them.
Really?
Maybe. Speaking of prizes,
I want a video parade.
We've got a caller on the line.
Oh, Christ.
Really?
Yeah. Welcome to the radio program, sir. I know you're not Chris Daisy.
Hello.
Jesus. Who's this?
How's it going, fellas? This is Brian Davis, the Kickstarter Weatherneck Fix It Sticks guy.
Yeah, boy, did you plan to say that immediately upon being on the show? That's awesome.
Well, that's how I introduce myself all the time.
Oh. Well, he's a self-promoter and a, yeah. So,
holy crud, welcome to Shark Tank. It's this week's it's the Kickstarter of the hour. Wunderkund. We've sashayed into the special segment.
Well, we're kind of jumping all over the script today, but we knew Brian was going to give us a shout. And
I say, fuck the Fatty Farm Field Report. Let's do the special segment.
Right on.
Weatherneck.
Hey, everybody. Our friend Brian on the phone here hails from our fair state of Wisconsin, somewhere up around Stevens Point. Is that right?
I'm in Appletonia.
Ah, oh, okay. Oh, even better.
You're near Rockin' Apple still there?
You're near a lake.
I don't know.
Yes, I am near a lake. That's right.
Right on.
So am I.
Everybody, well, if you're in Wisconsin, I guess you're near a lake mostly.
That's my last name, dude.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm near a lake, too.
I'm near one right now.
So Brian's an avid fat biker, and he's an inventor as well. I thought we'd get Brian on the show to talk a little bit about fat biking and racing and
you can't say
inventing avid. Stuff.
You I just want to say I like Fix-It Sticks. They've been around for, what, 10, 12, 15 years?
He's got,
is that right?
He's got one up his butt right now.
is that one of the yellow things, right, the Fix-It Sticks?
So you can, first of all, you cannot say avid anymore. I don't think there is any avid anymore. It's just SRAM.
Oh, right on.
But all joking aside, now that we have completely blown the show up here, tell us folks at home, tell the folks at home a bit about your fat biking experiences, cousin.
Yeah, I picked up my first fat bike a couple years ago. I thought, you know, it was growing. And I thought, well, I should probably learn a little bit more about how this works. So I bought a Moonlander. And, you know, I just didn't get it. I didn't enjoy it at all. And I think, well, I know the biggest problem I had is nobody really showed me what to do with it. So I, when it finally got cold and snow, I just went blazing across the park, not on a trail. And I thought, well, this is horrible. There's no fun about this at all. So, and in that Moonlander, by the way, I put 4-inch tires and wheels on there. I didn't do the 5-inch one for whatever reason. But, I didn't really love it at first. And then I ended up falling on some difficult times. So I sold that bike. And then I found better times and could afford another bike. And then I went and saw George up at Broken Spoke. And I just said, man, I got to figure out how this works. So explain what I need to do to make fat biking enjoyable, because all these people seem to love it, and I just didn't get it the first time. So he did, and then I discovered that.
Did he give you a? Was it a slideshow, or were there puppets involved, or did you guys go for rides?
I think it was actually after a little gravel ride. We were having some beers at a bar, and that's where he kind of went a little more in depth about how to have a little more fun than I did in my last experience. So it was not winter when he gave his explanation to me. So
no audio.
And, you know, I just saw in the media audio, in the industry, visual, just having so much fun.
No audio visual department at all to back up George.
It's never struck me how good I had it. I brought home a Pugsley.
No PowerPoint.
I brought home a Pugsley when there were six of them in the world, and was just pissed off at my family on Christmas Eve. I'm going down to the beach, and I took, well, how does this thing run on the beach? It's half snow and ice, half sand and water, and it was just like heaven.
Yeah, well,
it was heaven, dude. It was. I remember riding, going, God. I wish Gray Boy was here, dude. Oh, Gene, you know, I was just like, oh, I just wish, oh, where's Brower when I need him? You know, it's just so much fun. And that people who taught me about Brappin and single speed mountain bike, and I got on this Pugsley on the beach in sand and snow. But it's, I guess it's not that easy for some people.
Yeah,
I mean,
you know,
it fell, and it fell right on me, man. I was in love with it from that point.
Ever since I had a mountain bike, I rode in winter, so. You know, it's been a natural progression of about 30 years. So.
Yeah, I went.
It seems weird that BMX, nobody BMX like, right you never in. Rode your bike.
No,
in the snow
BMX.
Before?
No, I went BMX, not a BMX into. No, I'm just saying about me.
Yeah, I thought about. I didn't think BMX came out.
I went BMX to mountain and. Blah, blah, blah.
Hey, welcome to the show, Brian.
Hey, welcome to the fucking shit bucket burger. I'm taking this shit over. You want me to? I'm going to go have a cigarette.
All right. Zito's going to have a cigarette. Okay, Brian.
I feel like I'm late to the party.
Maybe a little bit, but no. So, you know, you've been out there fat bike. You're racing now. And we were just getting into when fat biking actually started making sense to you.
Yeah, you know, I will say when I rode that Moonlander on the trail before any snow hit, I was like, this is great. It's like bashing into stuff. It's, you know, like driving a monster truck over cars. It's just a blast. So I totally saw elements of it that were awesome. But when I got out on the snow, cause I didn't go, I just went through powdered snow, which is, you know, not fun. So, that was when so a packed trail is a lot more fun. So anyway, then, eventually I picked up a Salsa Bear Grease, the XX1 build, and 2 years ago, I believe, maybe I guess so, 2 years ago, and then I got that through George, and then we talked a little bit about getting a summer set of wheels, so I ended up pulling the trigger on that. So I have a 2.9er plus set of wheels, and then I have the stock whiskey wheels, and then last year I put studs in the whiskey wheels, the 4-inch tires, and that made a world of difference.
Oh yeah, studs.
Well, you know,
when the racing started, when I figured out studs, I was like, oh, now I get it. I can totally race this. Because, you know, I did the shell track race or one or two races the year before, and I'm like, I don't know what these guys do to these bikes to make them turn, but I can't do that.
Well, you know, so that's one of the things. One of the things we find, obviously, and you've learned this now, is that the snow conditions are so variable, so it doesn't even hurt to have more than one fat bike in your stable, one set up for the beach and ice and really floaty, and one is set up more trail or whatever. I mean, you can certainly take your one bike and swap wheels out and stuff, but I think everybody should have more than one fat bike.
Sven's always trying to sell everybody an extra fat bike.
Everybody needs an extra fat bike.
I know.
Well, why wouldn't you?
Right?
Well, yeah.
If it's that much fun, you may as well have two.
I know. Yeah. I don't know. I'm sitting on a road bike that I'm going like, I'd like riding the road bike, but every time I ride my road bike, it goes.
Hello. Most people can't afford $3,500 part-time conveyance.
You're talking real person prices again.
I know.
Yeah, no,
that's what real people pay.
No, just throw a fucking wall goose in there, man.
Oh, wait. Maybe we should all do a Kickstarter.
Let's bike. Just
throw
a
wall goose in your stable just in case you need a fucking bar.
Dumbass keeps bringing up Kickstarter, Brian. I think maybe we should talk a little bit about your experience with Kickstarter. The reason
he's like
five-time
beggar.
Kickstarter champion. The reason why that I even talked to Brian is I used a product that he had Kickstarter'd. Is that actually a verb now?
Maybe.
Last year called the Weather Neck, which I really like it a lot. It's kind of like a face scarf, a half a balaclava. It wraps around below your or above your nose, and it has magnetic closures which go on behind your head. So it's real easy to put on, and you can just whip it off when you get warm and stuff it in your pocket. But this year, he's added the mullet.
Oh.
I wish I brought the mullet.
It goes down your back?
Well, it's a hat that goes on your head, and then this attaches to it. So now it becomes essentially more of a full balaclava, right, Brian?
Yeah, absolutely. The two pieces, when they're together, it looks exactly like any balaclava in the world. But the whole secret is you can just rip the face mask off, though. When you get too hot, and that was always like, especially with fat bikes, you know, it starts out cold because it's winter, and but pushing those big tires around and working a little bit harder, I got so hot that it was miserable. So I just wanted to find a way to rip this thing off. So that's it started. My first prototype of it was a few years back, and it was more on the road that I wanted to have something I could rip off. But certainly when I started getting more into the fat bike side of things, that's when that product really sprung to mind, because previously it was just I cut the top off a hat and sewed some Velcro on the back one, and that was good. But then when I started fat biking, I thought, well, maybe I can take my little hack and make it a little more professional and solve some problems for other people. So,
well, one of the things, I mean, Brian sent us, or me, not you guys.
By the way, Brian, and any other product people out there, I've been bike messengering now, and we're heading into winter, and anybody wants to test some products, the coat that I'm riding.
We'll talk about your coat issue in a little while.
People in elevators all the time, what are you wearing? People are always asking, what are you wearing? What do you use?
Really,
you...
our readers would really like to hear about things like this.
Yeah, they would.
It's amazing. Maybe I'll write it. We give people things all the time, and sometimes we never hear back.
But what I'm saying is people ask us about product all the time. What shoes are you wearing? What gloves are you wearing? What hat, you know, what coat are you wearing?
You got it, brother.
Which cod piece are you wearing?
I'm going to have to buy one. Where can I buy one?
So I'm going to get my point in here, whether you guys talk or not, okay?
I just want to know where I can buy one.
Shoehorn it in here.
Okay, so Brian sent us an early prototype of the mullet portion, which actually still works with the old original weather neck, but the new one's a little bit improved. What I immediately liked about it, even though it's 70 degrees outside, is that the center of it has... like, it's very breathable. It's got holes in it. And I know Gomez knows about this. We get very warm. I need somewhere for the heat to go out the top of my head.
So it's a very well thought out product. It is. What you're saying.
I really think it is. I wore it around, and it's just 70 degrees out, Brian. I can't wear it yet.
Tell me about it, man. It's trying to sell balaclavas in 70 degree heat. Is not working out as well as I'm. As
this
I
weekend,
liked it.
Winter but, comes.
Winter is coming.
Winter is coming.
It'll
you
come,
know
it'll
nothing. you John, know nothing, John Snow.
So, Brian, Gomez alluded to this before. You've Kickstartered again, at least four products in the past. This is your fifth. We don't normally pimp Kickstarter stuff because we're like, well, we don't really know much about it. But you got a track record, and how has Kickstarter actually helped you get your innovative products out there in the market?
You know, it's a lot of people have maybe misconceptions or misunderstandings about it, but I mean, I love it. It's been great for me because I'm currently on my phone talking to you in my third stall garage, which is where I come up with all my stuff. I don't have a staff. I don't have anything.
He's got a three-car garage, folks.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, there is.
He's got a three-car garage. I don't even have a car.
I don't like to brag.
Tracking.
So we understand that Kickstarter...
The cool part is it gives me worldwide access to people all over the world to just throw an idea out there. And if any of them had So I did three products across five Kickstarters is kind of the math of it. So the Fix-It Sticks, the first time I launched that, really didn't have any good idea what I was doing in terms of making a product. I'm not an engineer. I've never made a product. I have no idea. I'm just a guy that had an idea. Like, I'm sure tons of other people have ideas and think, I wonder if this is interesting. So for me, it's not necessarily so much about the money. It's a lot of it is just, is this a good idea? It's a great sounding board to be able to hear what people had to say. And then by being able to sell stuff and generate sales, then I can go to the retail shops and say, hey, it's not a stupid idea. I've sold this stuff, so give me a shot, you know? And that's how I got into some of the distributors in the beginning with Fix-It Sticks, was being able to, you know, show them that I had sales on Kickstarter.
Are we going to see you on Shark Tank?
No, I don't, you know, I've been contacted by them twice, actually, but... Uh-huh. But that's okay. I'm glad I haven't made it that far. But maybe a more of a rinky-dink show, not that big one.
Oh, you mean like our show?
No.
The other show would like be the Trump administration.
Did you take a business plan to a bank and get rejected? Is that why you went with Kickstarter?
No. It was either The Apprentice or Shark Tank.
I had a guy in my ear bugging me about a business plan, but my thought was just like, you know what? It's a bike tool. Either people are going to buy it or they're not. I mean, there's not a lot of planning that you need to do. So I thought I'd just cut to the chase and go see if people want to buy it. So it was just much quicker. I mean, I have a good relationship with my bank. I'm sure I could have gotten some money from them, but it was really more about the sales. Because I didn't, like with Fix-It Sticks, there's no mold, there's no heavy upfront tooling costs. It was all CNC machines, so it was pretty straightforward. However many I sell is how many I order from the machine shop, and that was that. But it's as much about marketing as it is about sales.
Sure,
I shouldn't say sure.
I don't know. You know, people, we're in the product testing biz. You know, we're basically a bike magazine that doesn't print on paper, and we test products all the time. So. I just think it's a bit odd to say, check out this awesome product that doesn't exist yet. It's an idea, and we have some prototypes. It's never been out there in the market. You want to buy one? Give me your money, and if we get funded,
I totally get
we'll
that
make.
From where you guys
the
are.
The Candyman can, because he misses it with love and makes the world taste good.
Oh. Already.
Unfortunately, there's some.
So yeah, you know, that just seems. Well, it's new, right?
Well, you take the good with the bad, right? So it's an open platform. Anybody can throw anything on there. So you see some really ridiculous ideas, and you see some things like there's one like the Tron bike. Like, strike me down with lightning if that thing ever gets built. It's just no way that this item is ever going to actually take place. So you get a guy like that jumps on there, and people give him money. There's no way it's going to work, but, you know, it's kind of buyer beware. Like,
it's kind of gambling, right? Don't call it for sure.
And
it's called gambling for a reason.
This is a five-times successful Kickstarter. Yeah. You've actually brought your products to market
mine have delivered on time as promised. Yeah. So I am 5 for 5 with full delivery. I've not let
So if you
down.
Give
fact,
your $29.95 to Dave, or sorry, Brian Davis.
Bill. Bobby.
Bill.
Bobby.
Billy Bob. You're going to get your whatchamacallit on time, and it's going to be good, right?
But wait, there's more.
The first time I was so close. With Fix-It Sticks, I was so close to disaster that it scared me into making sure my products are much further
along. We just painted a beautiful landscape of trust.
Yes, I know, but he's being
honest.
And
now he wants to tell me a story.
And he's saying he makes sure everything's better.
Well, what strikes me about it, Brian, is that you, along with some other people, especially on lower entry-level priced stuff, use it as a way to test a market to see if people think the idea is good. You already know you can deliver it. You already like the idea.
Yep.
Now you're just saying, well, are there enough other people that like this idea that are going to, you know, make it worth fulfilling the prophecy.
Gamble on it. I mean, who cares right. if you what is
and all the money that he makes goes to make that robot woman he's building. What are you?
I want to know if he got a house with a 3-car garage. Like, the garage is in it. Or is there a house or
no?
That it's like.
The 3-car garage is the house.
Is he really building a robot?
No, oh. no. That's just,
that's the house.
That's hooey.
That's just going.
Sorry, house. Brian. I do. I'm
no.
I'm just not a very nice person.
No, he's just weird. Brian. He's just weird, man.
Yeah, it's just plain like.
Yeah, I hear you.
Just skiing moguls right now.
So far, it's all right. No problem. We're all good.
So far, it's okay.
So far, it's okay.
Right on. Well, I mean, because I've seen this actual product in my hand, I think it's a good thing.
Maybe if you'd shared the booty.
And I have an actual human mullet.
Yeah, that's you do right. have a mullet.
He's got a mullet. I've seen a totally new wave picture of you, dude, from the 80s where you had a sweet mullet. You had a like sport mullet.
That's where Brian got the prototype shape for the hat part of the weatherman.
Killer.
So we will have a link to the Kickstarter, Brian. Folks, I think this is a good thing. If you ride in the winter, it's awesome. You can regulate your heat much more easily than with more traditional balaclava type gizmatrons.
Yeah,
if you're deer hunting or you're working for our government overseas in the Himalayas, when you take that mask right. off, it's super silent. It doesn't go whoosh, it just goes
off. Oh, dude, I love
and those,
that.
And those magnets probably have some sort of like
science.
They're magnets.
Is the future, man. It's the science. Skin grows back is building see, all his
now
stuff.
Now you got to look up the Insane Clown Posse video to find one magnets. How do they even work?
Do you not know that?
Pure magic.
All right, Brian. I hope we haven't upset you too much today, but thanks for sharing your stories.
Here's the silver lining,
dysfunction
though.
Fest.
The link to the Kickstarter will be in our. In our show notes. So our one listener out there, go help this cat out because, hey, fifth time's a charm, man.
Right. Hey, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on, and hope to catch up with you guys at some of these events around Wisconsin.
You bet. Are you doing all of the huge ass races?
No, I just jumped in that one in Appleton because it was close. But I'll probably do one or two more, and I definitely want to get to Georgia's event.
Dude, come down for Jungle Cross. You'll love it. There's free beer and whiskey with entry.
And actually, I saw George today. Are you guys? Is he calling in today about Global Fat Bike too?
That was he alleged that he would call in, but okay, Brian. Thanks for calling.
All right, you guys have fun.
Hey, you know what?
Talk amongst yourselves.
While we get George out of the way, I'm giving George a holler. I've got the Fat Bike Summits, actually. They released some dates, and they'll be in the show notes.
Where are you?
I'm down here below the Movember contest ticker, Lube and Gnomes.
I don't have a computer.
How come you don't have a computer?
I keep interrupting you and sidetracking your show because I don't know what's going on.
I have no idea what's going on
This
either.
Show is... See this.
Yeah,
this
go
is,
that way. That's easier.
There you go. Yeah, look at this. So
I
anyway,
read.
Why read? We don't really read.
No, it's just a general.
It's like a
general aim.
But these Fat Bike Summits are going to be in Truckee, California, Des Moines, Iowa, Ottawa, California, and Anchorage, Alaska. So. You know,
Ottawa, California.
I want to go to Alaska. I bet there's some bitching fat biking up there all across.
Oh,
Chris is still listening.
Chris Daisy?
Yeah, there's nothing really on Chris. Television. So.
Oh.
I can hear him over here.
Right on, Chris.
Oh, dude.
So we've been through the special segment.
Yeah, we got George. George, where's
so
George?
Where are we at?
George is dialing digits as we speak.
George, George has a new bike company.
Meanwhile, I spoiled the surprise.
Meanwhile, you should let me get my 2 cents in about the jacket. Oh, yeah.
We were going to talk about the Showers Past Torch jacket.
Dude, that's what a great jacket. It's, you gave it to me. I wore it one day in the rain on the beach, fat biking, and I was like, oh, this is a great jacket. And then I was so excited to go out messengering with it on. You know, it rained all day from 8 in the morning till 6 at night. I was in the rain all day. And of course, like any jacket, your wrists, there's four holes. You know, where your neck is, where your body is, and, I know.
Hello, Mom.
Where your neck is, and where your arms go through the sleeves, so there's water's going to get in somewhere when you're in the rain all day. But this jacket's great. The silver material that's so shiny and the floral yellow, they have lights built in and onto the ass flap on the back and built into the sleeves that you can use almost as turn signals.
You're the perfect person to give that to. Like I said earlier,
people in the elevators when you're messengering, they're always asking you, what are you wearing? You know, what's this? What's that? Where'd you get that? I've never had, since I brought a Pugsley home, what,
you should hold
10
out,
years ago,
and I'll say,
I've never had more questions about a product in my life
ever. I'll tell you how this jacket is if you write it all down and then send it to Sven.
to be fair, it really hasn't been crappy out lately.
No, I haven't had a chance to wear it.
There's been like three rain days.
They're all Wednesdays, and I love the jacket, every one of them.
Right on.
Every one of them. It's a really well-made jacket, well thought out. The pit zips work well. I don't like that there's no front pocket. Well, there's one front pocket up on the chest, but I'm a pocket person.
Can you just tell that to Siri and then email it to me?
I thought you were writing this down.
No. Speaking of writing it down, I think George wrote down our phone number and gave us a call. Welcome to the radio program, George.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. So you just got back from a ride? I called George on the other line and said, you're supposed to call in, George. Where the hell are you?
Whoops. We were just drinking some beer, and all of a sudden you called, and I'm like, oh, shit, yeah, radio.
That's funny. These guys were drinking beer, then called you.
Right? So George has one of the best Global Fat Bike days I've been to going on up in Trivers, Manitowoc area, and central, northern, western, central Wisconsin. And
northeast Wisconsin.
Yeah, northeast, central, west Wisconsin. Up there on the lakeshore. But he made a few changes this year, anticipating many, many, many people. So I wanted George to tell us a little bit about that.
Hey, George. Welcome to Fat Bike Radio.
Oh, is that Gary? Hello, Gary.
No, Gary, that's Gomez.
Hey, George. It's Gary.
We got to do something about your nasal noise.
Yeah, it's Global Fat Bike Day. It just seems to be growing every year. But we're going to be hosting it in Two Rivers, Point Beach State Park. But we're moving our venue, which used to be at the Hummingbird Retreat. Really cool little venue, but we're expecting a few more riders this year, so we had to move it to a pizza place right down the road, Port Sandy Bay Pizza. They got awesome pizza, but they have a bigger parking lot, and just on the back side of the pizza place, you can jump on the trail and head to the beach.
Right, and I just want you to know that Chris Daisy hung up on you. He's left the program.
Oh, Daisy.
Anyway,
must be
George,
something good on TV.
So obviously it's December 3rd, Global Fat Bike Day. What time do you think you guys are going to get going? You have a couple of rides, right? It's not just one ride.
Yeah, we have one at traditionally 12:30. So kind of meet up there at noon, shove off at 12:30, head down the trail, do some beach riding, usually kind of take in the scenery at the lake. Usually get a big game of derby going or dab going, and last year it was kind of cool. There was a big launch jump on the beach, and a bunch of us were hitting that. That was kind of cool. But yeah, I don't know, just pretty casual ride, parade speed, and just kind of get everybody together and socialize.
Is there beer?
Yeah.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah. Yes, there is.
Excellent.
So Gomez, Gary, that guy over there, he kind of leaked out the number before, but when we were talking on the phone earlier this week, you told us you're launching a fat bike brand called 509 or 509.
Hey, George, what's up with that? What's 509 mean? What's up with 509, man?
For a couple of years, we thought about launching a fat bike brand, and we just to play around with.
Because rockets are cool.
That's a total fad, man.
What do we do? But, finally we took the leap, and we found a manufacturer in Taiwan, and we had Joel Augustine. He drew up, designed a fat bike for us. You know, we kind of collaborated on what do we want for geometry, and came up with a steel frame. So 4130 double-butted frame weighing in about 5-ish pounds. ED coated, super pumped for it. I don't know what can I say about it. The pretty much exciting thing. I mean, that's what I rode tonight out on the group ride. And first time I rode it with 100 millimeter rims, 4.6 tires. So this bike is pretty rad. I mean, it's awesome. It's got the 177 rear end, but it fits. It can actually fit a 100 millimeter rim with a 4.8 tire. The little chain modification, but I got a float or a Dunder Beast in the back, and there's no chain modification. It fits nice and plush right in the back. So,
you gotta put the curved chain on. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So push it in the basket.
So when I first saw or heard the name, 509, I'm thinking area code like 907 or whatever, but you've got a, your 509 means something different to you. How did the name come about?
Yeah, so the name came about through my dad, actually. He was in the 509 composite group during World War II.
Oh.
He passed away 2 years ago, and I thought it was going to be a pretty fitting name for a fat bike, especially going with the steel frame. We will have titanium as well, but majority of our frames that we're selling are going to be steel.
Steel's real.
Steel's real.
Yeah, definitely. I'm having a blast riding this thing. I've been just shredding it really hard. I mean, kind of really realistically trying to break it, just hitting everything as hard as I can. And, I mean, I'm just putting it through the ringer. Raced it, did a couple Wars races on it. Did a 100K gravel grind on it with 29 plus wheels and really impressed with it. So I really think we hit a home run with it. So we moved forward and production model should be here mid-December, early January.
Cool. You should probably send us a sample for me.
Yeah.
So, George, with all the brands that are out there, almost everybody makes one. What makes your bike different from the pack? What sets a 509 apart?
I would say the geometry, the story, and as a bike shop or as what we do, our customer service base, and we're going to support it for sure. If you have a problem, we're going to take care of you. So, I think that's what has grown our shop to be so big is customer service, just taking care of the customer. If they have an issue or if they have any kind of questions, we take care of you. I mean, it's more than just selling a bike. It's the lifestyle.
Nice.
Right on, man. Well, you guys have a Facebook thing for your event, right? We've got that on our little linky.
He was the Facebook first linky. One, dude.
Right?
Way to go.
So if you can, head up there by George for the Two Rivers / Manitowoc Global Fat Bike Day.
You want to go?
It's the same day as Santa Rampa.
I know, but
we could do both.
Get me started. No, I don't even.
Isn't that the same day as Frostbite?
I will not be going Frostbite. Is that the same weekend as Frostbite?
What's Frostbite?
There's stuff to burn up in Minneapolis.
Ah,
I want to go ride the beach, man. I want to go do. I'd rather do that than go around with a bunch of amateur drunks.
Right on.
Hey, yeah. How's the? So I just did a recon beach ride, and the beach is back.
Oh,
I don't know what looks like you guys in Milwaukee, but there's like 20, 30 feet of just beach riding now, where you're not riding in the waterline anymore.
Great.
Awesome. That must be the Longshore current bringing back the sand.
Well, no, I think we're just so cliffy right here in Milwaukee, in the Milwaukee area, that the water's still high down in Clody Park. It's still really high up here. Well, there's just lack of beach, maybe.
Port South, apparently, you can.
And he's in with Sheboygan, right?
That's what. Yeah, Port South. That's what I heard. Because spoke for Zuzu Mike.
I'm going, man. Port South. Let's go.
I'm going to his ride.
He's up there north of there. He's in Two Rivers.
Let's forget about Global Fat Bike Day.
No, that's not Two Rivers. It's just what you're doing. Let's go to Two Global Rivers. Fat Bike Day.
Would you rather do?
That's what the show's about.
Global Fat Bike Ride.
Let's go ride Port South. I'm going to Two Rivers on Sunday or something.
I'm going to Two Rivers.
You should. People should go where they want and
where
celebrate.
Where can I stay up there? Is there a couch I can sleep on?
Yeah. Set Cito up. He's super sexy.
I need a couch.
I need a sexy couch.
A couch doesn't have to be sexy, just pet hair.
Who's
free.
All on the show?
I don't know.
Well,
I'm about to get kicked out because I keep sidetracking.
It's spun out of control. We got JK, we got Chris Zito, we got Gomez, we got Sven, we got George.
Oh, wait. We got Gary. Where's Gary?
Yeah, Gary's
is
here.
Gary running the soundboard? No. No, that's Bobby.
What is this?
Let's thank George for calling in. Bobby. Thank you, George. Thanks for telling us about your stuff.
George, I will see
George.
You. Two Rivers, I'm coming.
Thanks for having us.
509 Bikes, what's your motto? Like, get rad and stuff? What's your motto? What's your slogan?
I got to come up with one.
All right, I put you on the spot there. Sorry.
Don't Whoever. Shred it, fret
I
it.
I wanted to say something, but I stopped myself from saying it.
Did it have really a swear
did.
In it?
Was it Zito's a dick?
No.
He gets that a lot, so don't worry.
No, I was going to say just blowing shit up, but that doesn't fit. Oh.
No, I like that. That's perfect.
Global terrorism,
it's got
though.
So many levels to it, man.
It has the whole global terrorism aspect to it.
But
it you
also
can't
has
blow
the
shit up.
Getting rad aspect.
Exactly.
To it,
like,
blowing shit up.
My
like having fun and blowing
up
your knee
all
out.
Night.
No, I'm talking about blowing your knee out, blowing your bike out, having fun. Blowing it up, man. That's good. I like that.
All right, George. Thank you for calling. We'll talk to you next time.
All right. Thanks, Greg.
Bye, George.
Later.
Ride bikes. Sell bikes.
Our show this evening has been brought to you by the Bikes Parts and Obvious Chaos. Of Surly Bikes. Learn more at surlybikes.com.
Wait, it's over.
Those guys, dude. Is it over?
Call 818-918-2453 anytime, day or night, and leave us a message. You must call us 818-918-2453 anytime.
I wouldn't be half the retard I am if it weren't for Surly.
See you next week.
Till then.
You've been listening to Fat Bike Radio's weekly dose of fat. Find us on the web at fat-bike.com/radio. We'll see you next time.